ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Samoa first, where Prime Minister Whiamea Naomi Mataafa is staying tight-lipped about whether she'll form a new party to contest the upcoming snap election or run as an independent. Months of instability and infighting between Whiamea and members of her fast party came to a climax on Tuesday when Parliament failed to pass the national budget. Because of that, Samoa's head of state has said Parliament will be officially dissolved on the 3rd of June, which means a snap election has to be held within the next 90 days. That doesn't leave much time, so Whiamea says the judiciary will be asked for its opinion on how preparations for the election should proceed.
There are certain legal issues in the Electoral Act that will require guidance from the judiciary pertaining to timeframes required for the registration of candidates and voters. This will ensure clarity and legal compliance of all arrangements for the general elections. Priority will be also given to ensuring that the machinery of government continues to function with due consideration of the use of public funds. There are constitutional provisions governing the use of public funds by a caretaker government.
And that's Samoa's Prime Minister, Whiamea Naomi Mataafa, speaking at a press conference late yesterday. She was also asked about her plans for the future and whether she'd be contesting the snap election, and if so, how, following the dramatic split in the Fast Party in the last few months. Well, our reporter Adele Fruin was there, and she joins us now this morning. That I say, Malolisoi for Adele, thank you for joining us.
Malolava Aggie, how are you?
I am good, thank you. Well, look, I know a lot is happening there, back in the homeland, and the question is, what did Whiamea have to say about her participation in the upcoming election?
Yes, thank you. Now, Prime Minister Whiamea Naomi Mataafa did confirm that she'll be running in the upcoming election, but she did refrain from confirming if she will join a new political party or whether she will lead it. But she did hint to expect an announcement possibly next week after Parliament is dissolved. Then maybe we'll find out then if she will join a party or not.
Well, Adele, did Whiamea at least expand on why the judiciary will be asked about the preparations for the election?
Yes, as she stated in her speech, you know, there are certain legal issues in the Electoral Act that require guidance from the judiciary. This is pertaining to the timeframes, you know, because right now, because, you know, Parliament will be dissolved and expectant to have the elections within a 3-month period. But right now, you know, 52% of voter registration has been completed. We are looking at over 200,000 people overall that has to be re-registered before the election. And then you've got, under the law, it requires for 6 months of, you know, for all candidates to register, you know, before an actual election. So these were some of the factors that led to Prime Minister and her cabinet needing, you know, that clarification and guidance from judiciary, you know, in order to interpret the law properly, so that to ensure there is clarity and legal compliance.
Of course. Yeah. Okay, so well, given the split in the Fast Party, I know some people were wondering, you know, who the caretaker government will be after Parliament's dissolution. So did Whiamea address that issue?
Yes. Whiamea confirmed that Cabinet will continue the administration. You know, they will be the caretaker government until the first session of the Legislative Assembly. This is also following the dissolution. Now, this is all in accordance with Articles 32 and 33 of Samoa's Constitution. So even though there was an attempt, she did also confirm that, you know, there was an attempt of, you know, the legislative clerk, you know, writing a report to the head of state stating there would be a different, you know, a different team or so, for example, the other side, or because it's the Fast, you know, party altogether, the government. But, you know, they wanted the other side to be the caretaker because they have the majority. However, under the law, it's the current cabinet and also the prime minister that has to be the caretaker government.
And did she, if you knew Adele, if she had said anything about whether or not she was able to sum up this term of government?
Oh yes, she laughed about it while talking, about that. But overall, she described it as, it felt like she was going through a storm, basically. That's how she, described the experience of this term, and she said the transition itself of a new government coming into power and ending a 40-year power, basically, especially, with the previous government being in power for so many years, it was not easy at all. Now, while reminiscing about the history of Samoa's parliament, she recalled there were instances in, like the political situation Samoa's currently in now, where members of parliament changed alliances. So it's not new to her, as she recalled, but overall the experience was is like a storm, as she would say, while laughing it off. But yeah.
Kailo whaia. But what about her opponents then? Have they made any public statements?
Okay, so far, former Prime Minister Tula Epa, who's also the leader of the opposition, said straight after, I think, or after, Parliament, the Parliament session, said, it was a mistake for the FAST party to be the government, in the first place. I guess it was his opinion about the situation, and he was saying this is evident to the fact that they did not even complete their 5-year term in power. He even went on to say their party or the or Human Rights Protection Party advised Prime Minister Fiamir to resign from office because it was a more dignified way compared to being voted out with a no confidence vote. However, Prime Minister Fiamir did stand her ground and chose not to resign. Now, as for the FAST Party chairman and leader, Lauli Lewita Schmidt, his party members have been gathering to pray, basically. They haven't issued any statement or fronting the media, maybe because right now there's an ongoing case that involves the FAST party leader, hence why they're refraining from going on social media. But right now it's just prayers and gathering, for now.
Well, Adele, as we wrap up, what about the public though? What are our people saying about this week's events?
Right now, it's everybody. I think the majority feeling right now for most people, they're just shocked. Even though this started from the beginning of the year, we were expecting the fall of government to happen in the beginning of the year, basically. Everybody was expecting for that to happen, but it didn't, And so right now, it came as a shock for some members of the public, and they're just like, oh my gosh. Like, is this really happening? Is our government coming to an end? Is Parliament really dissolving? And then for some, they were just like, oh my gosh, that was very fast. It happened so fast, really, because it just started off opening prayer, a few words, speeches, and out of nowhere, there was a vote to pass the first reading of the bill in Parliament. That failed. And then here we are waiting for an early election. For some, it's surreal, honestly. And then, most people are relieved, though, because this was the solution most members of the public shared that they wanted. This is what they wanted, because finally, Parliament is dissolved. This will, this will allow all members of Parliament to go back to their constituency, because they will be the ones. The people will choose who the leaders will be, so, in the upcoming election.
Well, look, there's still so much more to unpack from this situation in Samoa. But as always, Adele, whaftaitele, love for your time this morning.
Thank you, Aggie. Have a lovely day.
You too. That is our reporter, Adele Fruin, live there from Samoa.